No, when I got interested in being a librarian was when I lost interest in being a teacher and in being, well, a school librarian, and in being a teacher. Because, see, that old Albany was geared for that. But I did not want to be a teacher, see, so 1933, I got the teaching degree. And the woman who was head of their library school, I had talked to her in this time thing, and she was the one who said, come back and get a degree in school librarianship. But you see, in the meantime, I was using the public library, doing the reference work, and I could see the freedom that was in the public library. And I could see way back then how we were locked into curriculum and this kind of thing in school librarianship. So when I went into library school, her name was Martha Pritchard. And she, you know, was one of those early, early teachers, library school teachers. And she was the one then who said, if you're willing to do two practicums, really is what it amounted to, I will arrange for you to do this at Hermann Splicka. But you will still have to do this one in Milne High School. Well, that was interesting, Bob, because doing these two things kind of at the same time, I got a really good feeling of the difference between public library and between school library. So I did the double practicum. Now, interest in storytelling. One of my English teachers was Harold Thompson. He was a guiding light in the New York Folklore Society. And he was my English teacher. But we used to talk about stories, talk about folklore, because I had come out of a storytelling background. This was one of the ways my grandmother kept me quiet, was to tell me stories. So I was interested, you know, there came another interest. And I got interested, I met people in the New York Folklore Society. And there was another English teacher, I can't think of his name, but, you know, he was into it. So there was another interest that was born. And out of my years up there, my public library interest, and interest in folklore, storytelling, was born.